In a historic move, member states of the International Maritime Organization, IMO, reached an agreement on Friday to impose a global carbon tax on the shipping industry, marking a significant step in global efforts to reduce emissions. This agreement, which has yet to be formally adopted but is expected to be finalized by October 2025, makes the shipping sector the first global industry to face binding emissions targets under international law. The deal sets a goal for the shipping industry to reach net zero emissions by 2050, a target that aligns with global climate goals but has drawn fierce opposition from the Trump administration. Former President Trump's administration, which has long opposed international climate agreements and regulations, is expected to continue resisting the framework when it is finalized later this year. Shipping industry's historic emissions target. The agreement will impose a carbon tax on shipping emissions, with the proceeds likely to be reinvested into environmental initiatives and green technologies. For the first time, maritime shipping, which has been a significant contributor to global carbon emissions, will face direct international regulations aimed at reducing its environmental footprint. The IMO's decision has sparked a wave of support from environmental groups and climate-conscious nations, but the Trump administration remains a vocal critic, arguing that such regulations will harm American businesses and increase shipping costs, potentially disrupting global trade. Shipping accounts for nearly 3% of global CO2 emissions, with vessels burning low-grade bunker fuel that contributes significantly to air pollution. The new framework aims to curb emissions from this highly polluting sector, which has long been under-regulated due to its international nature and complex logistical challenges. A controversial development for global trade. While many European and Asian nations have applauded the agreement as a crucial step toward tackling global climate change, the U.S., under President Trump's administration, has voiced strong opposition. The former president has repeatedly framed climate change policies as detrimental to the economy, particularly industries like shipping that rely on high fuel consumption for global trade. In a statement following the IMO agreement, a White House spokesperson labeled the deal an unnecessary burden on American businesses, further escalating the rift between the U.S. and other major global powers committed to environmental regulations. While Trump's opposition to the carbon tax is expected to continue, experts believe that the international nature of the IMO and the growing pressure for climate action will force even the most reluctant nations to eventually adopt the agreement. The tax is seen by many as a necessary tool to push industries toward greener alternatives. The road to net zero by 2050. Under the terms of the agreement, shipping companies will be required to reduce their carbon emissions, with some of the proceeds from the carbon tax likely directed toward innovation in cleaner fuel technologies. The goal is for the shipping industry to transition to net zero emissions by 2050, aligning with broader global objectives set under the Paris Agreement. Environmental advocates are hopeful that the framework will serve as a blueprint for other heavily polluting industries, setting a precedent for carbon taxation as a powerful tool in global climate policy. Despite the controversy, the IMO's action marks a significant milestone in the fight against climate change. The shipping industry, historically one of the most difficult sectors to regulate, is now subject to the same kind of international environmental scrutiny that other industries have faced for years. As the Trump administration prepares to push back against the agreement, the battle over how to regulate global emissions in key sectors like shipping is set to remain a point of contention on the world stage. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.